They used to dig them, but in my time they bored them with an auger.
Mm-hmm.
And it's first, remember, they was curbed with wood. And then they got the tile. They did. When I was a boy, they got the tower.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, you were telling me about, you said they have a smokehouse. What other kinds of little buildings would you have, like out around on your
farm? Well, now you take they got to have lots of them have chicken houses,
mm-hmm.
a small chicken house. And of course, then they had the barn. Some had a cow shed. They called a cow shed.
Oh, they called it.
Yeah. With milk pen.
Oh, we had a milk what?
Milk pen. They call
oh,
where
milk
they put.
Pen.
Yeah, they call that where the cow. They put the cow up, and that is, and most of the cattle run out. When I was a boy, they run out. They keep the calf up, and the cow would come up to this calf of the evening. And they put her up and keep her up till morning. They call it the pen, cow pen.
And that'd be the cow pen.
Mm-hmm. And they had the barn. Now, the first outhouses we had out, they would call the bathrooms.
You call them the bath?
No, they called it a privy.
Oh, they called it the privy.
It's called a privy.
Mm-hmm.
And it, there weren't but one out in our neighborhood,
mm-hmm.
till I was up in Edgone.
Yeah.
It was this old man that built this two-story house out there. He built one,
mm-hmm.
and it is, when he had this house built in 96, had it built, and it's painted white. Just there weren't many of them around there
mm-hmm.
in my boyhood days.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, after the time I grown, well, they began to get nearly everybody got one of them.
Mm-hmm.
But,
well, what about, did they have a place for storing wood?
Not many. They was, it might have been, I know one man that did have a, where he put it. In later days, I don't know when of my boyhood days, they just cut this wood and haul it up and rank it up or pile it up. Most of them cut it just as you needed it. Right?
Oh, they just cut it
yeah.
as they needed it.
They just
so
cut
that,
it as
yeah,
they
took
need,
care of
yeah.
that.
The woods is close. They could just go out and cut a load of wood or two, whatever they wanted to. There's like, there's timber just everywhere, more timber than anything back then.
Oh, yeah.
And,
yeah.
Most of them had fireplaces and through the winter where they could go down the woods and cut a tree and snake it right up in the yard, or cut it and haul it up there. And
wait, when you said snake it up in the yard, what snake it up
well,
in the yard?
Pulled up the log, just drag it right up into
oh,
the...
They
drag it right up into the front of the yard, or maybe some in the yard. And they had big yards back then. Lots of folks had big yards. And that's what they done. They call it snaking. They just drag the tree right up and cut it up right there.
Isn't that?
Yeah.
You're just amazing. This is fun.
Yeah.
This is great.
Yeah.
Then don't let me wear you out.
Well, now you know the room. Yeah.
And most people would have a barn.
Yes, sir. Most people had a barn enough for a crib and they call stables to put their teams in and.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, most people had a barn all right in there.
Now, would a crib be where they put
corn? That's
well,
a corn.
What about, you said, you mentioned earlier that you had grown some wheat, I think.
Yeah,
you didn't cradle it.
Yeah, but
where would they store wheat?
They put that, they called that a garner.
Oh.
They had a building for that,
mm-hmm.
and they called it a wheat garner.
Wheat garner.
Wheat garner, they put the wheat in there.
Mm-hmm.
And And they didn't buy no seed hardly at all back then. Everybody kept